Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining me here for the Small Business Show. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this week I had the absolute pleasure of chatting with Precious Williams. If you're working on a media pitch, an elevator pitch, an investor pitch, or a pitch of any kind, this episode is for you. Precious Williams is a serial entrepreneur, professional speaker, and corporate trainer. In 2019, Precious became a best-selling author of the number one business book, Bad Bitches with Power Pitches for Women Entrepreneurs and Speakers Only. Listen in as Precious shares her struggles, strength, energy, and wisdom gained throughout her journey.
Well, welcome, Precious. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I'm so excited to be here.
I am super excited to have you and Jeff, my co-host today. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, great day today.
It certainly is. It certainly is. So before we go ahead and dive into your entrepreneurial journey, Precious, we want to rewind that clock. We're going to go back to the time when you were, say, in junior high or high school, long before college. Think about the days of when an aunt or an uncle would ask you what it is you wanted to be when you grew up. What did you think the answer to that question was going to be? What was it back then?
To be a talk show host and to be famous.
Ah!
And you were well on your way.
Yeah, I used to watch Sally, Jesse, Raphael, and Phil Donahue. Yeah, I'm dating myself. It is what it is. But at 5 years old, I knew I wanted to be a talk show host. And it's funny, I knew I was going to live in New York City, even though I had no concept of New York City. But, you know, when I was in junior high, I remember just feeling so uncomfortable in my skin, because when you know your parents don't want you and your family is making you feel bad because you're the one without a mother and father who want you, it was difficult. And so I really wanted to be famous just to make them sad for what they had done to me. It's not the same today, I promise. It's not the same. But back then, I wanted the world to love me because, you know, it would force my parents to. But that's the junior high school brain.
Mm-hmm. But it started a motivation, regardless mm-hmm. as to where that mindset came from.
Right.
It started a motivation that sparked another mindset for you that propelled Definitely. You into the journey that you're enjoying today.
Right.
So, yeah. What do you feel were some of the hiccups that you had throughout the journey? What do you feel like were some of those starting steps?
Some of the stumbling blocks that I went through, at least that's what I think you're asking me. You know, having a mother who didn't want me from birth, growing up with a father who was a drug addict, watching my cousins with their parents and them getting a Sega Genesis. And you remember when, you know, all that big stuff. And I didn't get any of that. And, you know, I felt really bad about myself. I was excellent in school. I was in gifted and talented classes, but I wanted the other stuff. And so, you know, my mother nearly beat me to death on November 18th, 1991, which I can't believe we're almost 30 years away from that. And, you know, being sent to go live with my father, being photographed by the police, going to court and things like that, the stuff that, you know, is all coming back to me. That was one of the hardest things. My grandparents stepped in when I was 15 years old to raise me. And if you've never had the Leave It to Beaver lifestyle in the hood, I actually know what that feels like. I had retired grandparents who did everything for me, cooking, cleaning, all sorts of things, bigging me up. Make me do affirmations, just telling me that I was their golden child. And even as I look back, I'm like, man, they set me up. They set me up right. And, you know, went off to college. No one thought I could get into Spelman. Got in, full scholarship. Finished in 4 years. Went off to Georgetown University Law Center on a full scholarship. Got kicked out in 2002. That is a stumbling block. And I was depressed for 5 years, even though I had a full scholarship to Rutgers School of Law in Newark, New Jersey. And had a nervous breakdown on April 12, 2004. So I just felt like my whole law school experience, all of that was just stressful. But when I finished, I was the number one student attorney in my class. and I passed the New York State Bar on my first try. And on May 25th, 2007, I walked that stage already knowing I passed the bar. That's very, very rare. Was admitted in January 2008, came to New York, you know, doing my thug thizzle as an attorney, and hated it. I felt like it was, what's that show? Hated it, you know, hated it. And, you know, had a relationship, and we were together 7 years. I've known him since high school. That was another stumbling block. And leaving him and not knowing what to do next was hard. But in the midst of that struggle is what came the greatest, one of the greatest lessons of my life, is even though I was 327 pounds, I met a very famous Hollywood actor and he rocked my world. And so I went from being feeling ugly and everything to holding hands with this guy and just being like, oh my God, I'm on movie sets. Oh my God, I'm still big. And it was a big girl's dream. It was a small girl's dream. It was a slim girl's dream. It was everything. And that led me to start my company, Curvy Girls Lingerie. But of course, I started with no money, quit my jobs. I had nothing. And so I had to learn how to pitch. And in pitching is how I got here.
Wow. See, you persevered and pushed through. I mean, some people feel like they have bad days and they're ready to
quit. Years.
Yeah, they're ready to quit because, you know, I ran out of gas today. It's over. But you've shown time and time again that you just stayed focused and continued to move on. And like you said, you had stumbling blocks, but those blocks just built up and you kept stepping on the block and stepping on another block and elevating. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
And I feel like you did that through mindset. You really, you know, there were a number of moments throughout that journey that you pinpointed, you know, your grandparents made sure to have the affirmations for you. And, you know, every step of the way, you found a way to bring yourself back to that positive mindset and kept your eyes on the journey ahead.
Right. Eyes on the prize. And I'm glad that you said something about mindset. Have you ever noticed, okay, so maybe we don't all listen to rap music, but even the newest rapper will believe that they're the greatest of all time. They come out the gate. Like, you talk about singers, actors, like, they got struggled through. Rappers be like, I'm the greatest. I'm ready to take on Jay-Z. And I understand that, because that's how I felt. I felt like, just give me a shot. Give me a shot. I'm going forward in the paint. I don't get afraid of any speaker. I don't care if they're the number one speaker in the world. They won the World Speaking Championship. I'm ready for you. Because I know how you roll. You have no idea how I'm about to kill it on you. I'm about to show it. And so even in the darkest moments that I wanted to give up, there was something in me, like, you know, rapper, like, it's about to go down. Just give me a shot. Give me a crack in the door. Give me two toothpicks. I'm about to be the female MacGyver business. I'm going hard in the paint to the bitter end. And that's really what got me here. I have to say, God blessed me with this tenacity and this, like, persistence will always beat resistance. And so you'll say no today. I'm going to see you again. And I'm going to keep seeing you. And I'm going to keep seeing you. And eventually you're going to open that door and roll out the red carpet. So you can do this now, or we can do it later, but you're going to do this.
Preston said, who wants some? Come get some.
I'm telling you. I'm trying to get me in a dark alley at 2 o'clock in the morning. Say, you want a pitch? Come with it. Rick Flair said, to be the best, you got to beat the best. And so,
yeah. Oh. What you know about the nature boy?
I know. Listen, WWE. You can't even
beat me. Christmas is always on fire. Always on fire. I love her energy.
But I love the fact that you were talking about your struggle and how you're like, look, if I don't get you now, I'll get you later. That rapper state of mind comes from, I have nothing to lose. And here's the thing. I know where I came from. I know what that looks like. I've conquered that because I'm still here. So whatever you're throwing at me, look, I came from nothing. I'm still here. I don't need you to try to throw these little insults. Like, you're going to hurt my little feelings. Like, oh, you don't think I'm good? Oh, I'm not good. No, I came from this, and I'm still, years later, nothing you can say is going to stop me. Like they say, I'm all the way up.
I'm all the way up. I know Lori is like, you stay on 10 all day. I'm like, I do.
You do.
I stay on 10, 12, 15, 20. I'll be on it. Like, I'll be on it.
The mindset, that's what I need. It comes back to it with you. It is so profound. It's so obvious. It's so clear that you're so driven and you keep that mindset, you keep that drive, and it is 100% at all times. I absolutely love that energy. So thank you for sharing it with myself, with Jeff, with our audience today. I truly appreciate it. So tell us about Perfect Pitches by Precious.
Wow. So I'm Precious. I am the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. And I started Perfect Pitches by Precious because as I was winning, as I became a 13-time national elevator pitch champion, people would watch me on stage and just be blown away. Like, I ain't seen nobody attack a microphone, bless the microphone, rock the microphone like that. I didn't come in boring. I came in like a Miley Cyrus said, I came in like a wrecking ball. Like, I enjoyed this. I enjoy going head to head with people. But all I had was a lingerie company. It wasn't this beautiful tech, oh, we the next Facebook. It was really, I'm about to show you better than I can tell you. Mm-hmm. And when I started pitching, again, it was for my lingerie company, Curvy Girls Lingerie. We were the ultimate shopping experience for full-figure divas and plus size. And it was all about bringing people to the floor that people didn't see. There are so many women, over 40 million women, size 14 or larger in the United States, just like me, and we all want pretty underwear. But if you look at what's on in the media, you never see women like me, or we're ridiculed and things like that. And I wanted to be like, nah, we come hard in the paint. And so even when I was on Shark Tank, or when I attacked the stage, people were just like, man, she made me a believer, man. I didn't even know big girls could do that. Like, oh, snap. Like, oh, man, I want her on my team. And they wanted me to teach them how to pitch. You know, the way I did it, I said, I don't need you to be me. I came in at a time when people were very boring when they pitched. Think about the networking events you've been to. Don't everybody say, my name right. is this. This is what, and you're just like, man, where my phone at? Because I ain't trying to hear that. But if you come in like, ladies, raise your hands if you want to be a bad bitch with the power pitch. Did she just say it? Yeah. Fellas, I ain't forget about you. No. Raise your hands if you want to be a bad man with a master pitching plan. You. Well, you've come to the right place. My name is Precious Williams. I'm the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. And I know you want to know where the money resides. Where the money resides? It resides in a killer pitch. That's an elevator pitch, media pitch, investor pitch, speaker pitch, sales pitch, and interview pitch. All of us need pitches. If you want investor dollars, come check me out. If you are a speaker who's tired of speaking for free and you want to be hashtag book busy and pay, you need to check me out at perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. If you're someone who's launching your next beautiful now, a book, a business, a brand, a product, or service, you also need to check me out. And also, if you're going in for the interview of your life and you want this job so bad, you need a pitch that's going to set you apart. So go to my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com, or you can check out my free quiz at pitchingforprofit.com, and I'm going to show you how to step into what's your next pitch power play. Again, my name is Precious Williams, proud founder and CEO. Perfect Pitches by Precious, where we what? Slay all competition. So it's totally different from what you used to hear. And I love it. I want a shock and awe. I want people like, oh my God, I can't even take my eyes off. That's like a train wreck. I just want to be a part of all of it. You know what I mean? And so how do you present yourself? How do you put yourself out there? I like being visible. Some people don't. But some people, even if they're introverts, they still want to be counted. They still want people to buy their products and services. And so finding the right mix of your strength and my strength and creating the most killer pitch that's going to slay everybody in your way. That is what I specialize in. And that's why I say I'm a 13-time national champion. I'm a corporate trainer for some of the biggest companies in the world, LinkedIn, Google, Microsoft, Federal Reserve Bank, Intuit, QuickBooks, NBC Universal. Now, listen to the names I'm throwing out there at you. I'm still black on both sides. I'm not unambiguous. I don't have a Brazilian butt lift. I ain't got six-pack abs. I don't look like you see on TV, and yet I'm booked and busy and paid. Not only that, I'm an international professional speaker. And so, you know, as the airports and everything is opening up this month, I'm going to Boston. I'm going to Indiana. And, you know, I've been all over the world speaking and teaching women how to step out of the box that they've been in. And even men, even the boxes of your own creation. I want you to do you and enjoy what you want to do. Not everybody's meant to be an entrepreneur, but everybody needs a pitch. And I show you why each and every day. And if I can show you how I made it from hell and back, rock bottom to the top, rock bottom to the top, rock bottom to the top three or four times, I'm telling you, you are more than a sum of your mistakes. You're so much more than that. And I've made a lot of mistakes. Two of my greatest challenges recently in the last 4 or 5 years is I was homeless and I was a severe alcoholic. So when the love of my life died, that great actor we were talking about, I lost my mind and just kind of lost the will to live. And so that's why Curvy Girls and Lingerie no longer exist, is because I lost my mind, tried to take my life on my 38th birthday, but yet the doll is 42. God said, my time ain't up, and the fat lady hasn't sang. So I've been clean and sober on June 22nd, 4.5 years. You know, I do love the taste of a great bottled water. I love the taste of Snapple Mango Madness. And I also love a good ginger ale. Oh, I'm going hard, you know? And so it's not about if I can make it, you can't. Because that just sounds so trite. Oh, pull yourself out of your bootstraps. A lot of us are starting from a different starting place. And I want to acknowledge that and not make it seem like, oh, we all started the same. We didn't. And I didn't start off by using beauty. And all I started off with my talent, and that's all I had. And so every perceived flaw that people said, every perceived flaw, age, race, class, sex, all that kind of stuff, every brick thrown at me, I used it to build my empire. And I just want to see other women and men do the same. And you don't have to look like the Brad Pitt. You don't have to look like Denzel. You don't have to look like an Insta-thotty. You could, you know, we don't catch feelings, we catch flights, and that's it.
And that's why I love having you as a guest. Truly, you know, your entire journey, you truly speak to what it means to take the time to focus on what it is you want in life, take the steps, no matter how long they take, no matter how heavy they might be throughout the journey, just focus. That alone can carry you through, and you're a shining example of that. So I thank you. I thank you. Thank you. If you had the ability to go back, say, 10, 15 years and tell yourself just one thing, what would that be?
I would tell myself probably two or three things. Number one, no school, no brand, no person can make you or break you. Being kicked out of Georgetown actually wound up being one of the greatest things that ever happened in life. And I didn't realize it at the time, because had I made it, I would always have attributed it to the school. I attribute it to my tenacity. I attribute it to just going hard no matter what. And I don't care who you put in front of me, Harvard, yes, Stanford, Columbia, cool tech, like I'll eat them alive. It's nothing to me. Number two, it is always darkest before dawn. Always darkest. So when you're getting ready for that breakthrough, everything will come to you. Everything, family, friends, every distraction is coming to you. Stay focused. And number three, as you climb this ladder that you're going to climb, even when it's so, you're so deep on in rock bottom, remember, you're not average, random, or ordinary. So don't start acting like it. You're not meant for everybody. Everybody ain't going to like you and be okay with that. Everybody ain't like Jesus. Everybody ain't like everybody else. So you're no different. Your job is to service and to inspire others. And when you step into your purpose, another woman can step into hers.
Everybody give her a virtual hug for that.
You know what we do, Jeff?
What's
that? Let me, and this goes back to you, Lori. Hip tea. Did you notice what's on my cup?
Yeah.
let me sip tea. So when people talking reckless and greasy on my name, like Cardi B say, you talking reckless on my name? I want you to read this cup. It says, pitch, please. Okay. The name of my new conference coming up, and this is some of my merchandise. But people love it. Lately, look at the microphone. Like,
that's right. I do love it.
She talking that talk. Got that golden nuggets.
In fact, I just happened to see your MasterCard commercial.
Oh, girl, that MasterCard commercial was popping, wasn't it?
And link into it. Yes, ma'am. After we do the recordings today, I will be checking all of that out. So thank you for sharing.
Oh, did you see my billboard in Times Square?
I did not.
Yep. My third book, Pitching for Profit, The Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency, is currently in Times Square right now. So it's
Oh, wow.
It's up. And my friend, my
friend. You know, I should have had my copy here with me in the studio space.
It'd be that way. It'd be.
I don't know why I didn't think of that
It'd be that way. My friend is coming up here because actually her book is going up today in Times Square, which I think is so hilarious that me and my friends at the same time have a billboard. So I'm gonna go and cheer her on today. I want to kind of take her to lunch too and show her I love you. I got you.
Because give her some love for us too.
I'm gonna give her some love.
I absolutely love it. So the show is really designed to help entrepreneurs come up with an idea for a business in an industry that they may not have been thinking of. So we're curious. As a pitch master, we'd love to know if you could change anything in any of your businesses. So be it the fashion industry when you were there or, you know, pitching. If you could change anything, what do you feel that would be and why?
In the fashion industry, if I
fashion could, industry pitching, it's
I'm going to talk about pitching in a second, but in the fashion industry, I would definitely want more brands to be inclusive, you know, weight, height, and all that kind of stuff. That would be great. And, you know, listen, Curvy Girls was around from 2010 to 2016. So I look at myself as a forerunner to what you see today with Lizzo and Ashley Graham being on the cover of Sports Illustrated. We still need more. And we also need more people. I don't really want to call it like fat shaming or just body positive. Everybody says those words. I want people to find value in themselves no matter where they are in the journey. And I deserve respect whether I'm 327 or I'm 122 pounds, right? I still have value. And when we talk about excellence comes in all shapes and sizes. Just like every flower is not the same. Every cloud is not the same. Just enjoy the diversity of beauty, right? In the pitching realm, what I would love to see more is more women and men who feel like they're coming from the other side of the tracks. I want to see them take over. I want to see them take over where the gurus are just spitting out regurgitated information all day, every day. I want to see people who really got it out the mud and really did it. And not so much in media, entertainment, and sports, but in business and showing how they did it. I am very tired of the same story of I dropped out of Harvard, I went to Stanford, people gave me a lot of money, and this is how I got here, squandered all of that money, about to go to jail, I'm coming out, there's still people who want to buy everything that I do, versus the brother, sister, who was a street pharmacist, who's locked up, they won't let me, and there's nobody, when they come out, there is no job waiting for them. So I want to show that, you know, business is that frontier. I think in our community, people only think that we're good in media, entertainment, or entertainment and sports when there's so many of us who are great at business that have genius minds and who are able to showcase that with a lack of connections, with a lack of all these other things, we got creative when doors shut or were never opened, and that we may not have been at the Ivy League institutions, but we can run circles around people because we were never a part of the industry to begin with. So our way of looking at it is different. I never thought that the first time I would audition for a movie, I would get it and be living in Santa Monica and flying out to Milan. It like stuff that didn't make sense when you come from poverty. And I did it. And to look around today, you know, after going through my homeless journey in the wilderness, one of the women that I was homeless with, she actually lives on the second floor of the pastor's house now. I live in my 2-bedroom apartment by myself, but she's upstairs. And I'm so glad that I have a part in her journey of showing her that we don't have to be in the ghetto. We don't have to live hand to mouth. Come live at the pastor's house and in this beautiful neighborhood where landscaping is an art and a science. You know what I mean? And I would love to see more of that. People feeling comfortable to tell their stories, no matter how bad or good it was, and feeling comfortable to say, my story matters just as much as the dropout from Harvard.
Definitely a fresh perspective anywhere is going to make some sort of positive change.
I see it already. I see it already. I applied for this fellowship, this 1-year fellowship, and although I did not get it, you know what they turned around and did? Okay, so we'd like to purchase your services for our next group of people who are pit. What? Jigga who? Jigga what? I said, God, see you, God, see. I'm gonna make more by teach. or, you know, having LinkedIn as my biggest corporate client is still shocking to me. Because y'all see, I'm live and in, I'm live. I'm all the way live and just being booked repeatedly or working with a lot of these companies and corporations where they tell you you have to look, sound, and act, either wear on suits, I have to do. They don't ask them none of that for me. They'd be like, come through. I'm like, I'm coming. And I want people to know you can be yourself and do it. You really can. Yeah. That's not taught to us, but I'm telling you that being defiant, you remember that thing called the defiant ones? Be defiant.
Yep.
My body size is defiant. My attitude is defiant. My hair is defiant. The way I move is defiant. Big door knocking earrings is defiant. I love it.
And I love it too.
Okay, we're talking about respectability politics. I get it. That ain't me. I just want to be me. And if all we're going to talk about is appearances, I have never seen a perfectly coiffed Black man, Black woman, Latin man, Latin woman, AAPI woman or man. All of a sudden, everything is just perfect and they have no problems whatsoever. Don't buy into
right.
that. Don't buy into that lie that you have to show up perfect and everything's going to wind up perfect. People still die every day. Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But what do you do for a person like me that looks like Denzel and, you know, how can I get my career going?
Brother, you just step in the room. People are like, They like this. That's a drink of water. All we got to do is say something. It's on.
If only it was that easy.
No, but what I am saying, and honestly, a lot of spaces I'm in, I believe Lori would say the same thing. If they're going to be Black people in a room, it's usually Black women. So it's a joy to see you. It's a joy to know that there's so many Black men who I don't get to see, who are just doing it big, but there's no one talking about them, right? Yeah. You got to be the CEO or they ain't talking about you like that. So what I would say to you and what I would say to a lot of people who are watching this and just like, oh man, her story sounded so... It was some hard times before you think it was all glitz. It was not. The first thing I would think about, you know, to anyone who wants to start pitching is you really have to think about in your products or your services, your books, whatever you want to put out there, what kind of problem are you solving? If you just put a book out there for vanity, okay, maybe your mom and your sister will buy it. But if you really want to help others, how do you want to help them? Are you regurgitating what the gurus are saying and you're just putting out BS? I promise you, whatever these people are telling you, you're not going to sell like they're going to sell. So I need you to think about first, what problem do you really solve? Number two, what is your unique solution? In a sea of graphic designers and book publishers and stuff like that, what makes you unique? What credentials are you coming to the table with? What's your vision? Number three, have you created your own lane and a tribe that fits your vibe? You can put out the greatest products and services, but if you have no one to sell it to, it's a problem. And I think that's what a lot of people made a mistake of last year, whenever I said, oh, just make products, make videos. I'm like, but if don't nobody think of you in that way, it doesn't matter what you do. So yeah. Willing to put in the time, and it's a process. I feel like I am a 10-year overnight success. And I know you're like, but you want Shark Tank? It's to me that this level, this part of success feels better than it did the first time. The first time when I crashed and burned, I had the wrong people around me. I was deeply insecure and stuff like that. Number four, bring out your authenticity and transparency. You don't have to have my story. And I tell people all the time, don't think just because I have the hard luck story, there's a lot of Black people a lot of people of color who don't have that story and their stories are still as valid. Maybe the only person in their community that looked like them and they did what they had to do. Maybe they knew how to move connections and help others who look like us. Your story is valid. Don't discount. I'm 42 years of stories. My story isn't just homelessness and addiction. My story isn't just my mom and dad didn't want me. There are 42 years worth of stories. Bring it to the fore. And number five, where you are right now is not where you'll always be. I started off just pitching for money and turned it into an art and science, which then turned me into an international professional speaker, which turned me into a corporate trainer, a media personality where media companies are seeking me out. They're asking me what my rates are. Instead of, y'all know when people just be in your inbox like, oh, can you come speak here? it's a difference when they say, what are your rates? Oh, we talking dollars and cents because you respect the gangster now. I got you. So that goes back to creating your own lane. That's why I'm a killer pitch master. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm not a transformational speaker. I'm not an inspirational speaker. You will get all of that. But past motivation, I want to know what action steps we're going to take. Can I break things down into bite-sized nuggets so you can hit the ground running? And please believe, I have 26 years in this game as a speaker. Even if I were to teach you everything I knew, your story is still going to be different. Honor your story and honor the reason God put you here. If you have something he placed in your heart and you're looking for everybody to co-sign, you're in the wrong place. He needs no co-signers. Your friends do. He needs no co-signers. And so operate from the zone of genius he put in you. If you're not meant to have this bodacious booty and flat abs and Coke bottle shape, okay. Join the club. Most people don't have that. Mm-hmm. And keep it pushing.
Exactly.
But you bring that energy, though. I mean, you bring that authentic energy that, you know, you can see that you're comfortable with yourself. And that is something that I know within corporate America and with this new social, it's hard to bring authenticity. Now, we try to recreate authenticity, but it's hard to really, truly be genuine. And you can see that through people like yourself that you're like, this is her. This isn't. Okay, now I've got to come with this energy. Okay, let me put my game face on. Go. And then all of a sudden I'm doing this. Now. But you can tell. And you can tell who influences them. You're like, oh, he's trying to sound like this person or that person. Or, you know, and I think that's very important, especially when people are coming up in the social media and everybody's trying to get all these views and be like somebody they seen, but they don't know what makes up all that. Like you said, your 26 years of experience is not somebody else's story. That's your story. Your 42 years of living, that's your story, not somebody else's story. But somebody else has a story. They just need to learn how to tap into it and tell it.
Definitely. And another thing that I wanted to be very, very clear about is me putting that mask on and pretending to be someone else almost cost me my life. And let's be clear, I still got haters. I still got people. I had an event May 22nd in Brooklyn, live and virtual. 2 hours before my event begins, someone calls me to tell me they didn't like the wigs that I used to wear. They wanted me to, I'm having extensive dental surgery and they're tired of seeing me with one tooth in my mouth and da da da. And I remember just having this moment because I have a beautiful aunt. Her name is Lorraine King. We call her Auntie Jackie. And I remember sometimes she would call and she'd be so upset. And I'd be like, girl, we got to be on Omarion. We got to be unbothered. Because they want you to act up. Mm-hmm. And so while this woman was going in, someone I've known since I was a teenager, I had this moment where I was looking out at my event planner and my friends who had come to support me at this event. And I just had to dial it back. And I was like, well, thank you so much for telling me how you feel. I'm going to go and get ready for my event right now. And I'll take it under notice. I'll get back to you. Got off. And even though internally I wanted to be like, girl, I catch you in a dark alley of slice and dice.
I hate it.
What I had to do was just, I am unbothered because there are people who paid for me to show up in my best self. And if they don't care if I have one tooth in my mouth, if they don't care that they don't like every wig, but people still pay to come see me in a seat when people say you can't have live events, that no one's going to show up for what you do. And we sold 71 tickets. At $45, $50, and $75 a pop, and we fed them, and they bought my merchandise, and my books, and for my conference. You better quit playing with me. I'm unbothered. So I still have haters. I still have people who want to throw up my past and my past mistakes and stuff. And you know what? It's okay. But keep that same energy when the Wolf of Wall Street walks in. Keep that same energy when you see some of these other people, but you're not. You're not.
Yeah.
You're not. And so when I'm just cute about it, as Moneybag Yo, I love him. I love when he's a, we can keep it cordial, we can keep it gangster. How you want to go about it?
You know.
And it's never gonna change.
It's never. You're gonna have haters. Only if you're doing something. If you ain't got no haters, baby, I can't even be around you. You need some haters in your life.
You was too cute. Haters. That's what we're looking for apparently now.
What time? You need 17 by the end of summer. You say, that's when they're going to hate. If you just out here just doing nothing, the people who ain't got no haters, I'm just like, man, you ain't doing nothing with your life. Haters only hate on people who doing something. People are always going to be like, you don't look the part. And you do? Okay. Oh, and you're a gatekeeper into a place you've never been. You're going to tell me I can't go to Milan because I don't look the part. And I'm like, baby, they're not even talking to you. Okay. But you know my name, but I don't know yours.
Yeah.
Stop playing with me.
Nicki Minaj said it best. She said, all of you up here talking about I'm not this and I'm that helps my sales and my downloads. Thank you. Keep on talking.
Well, Precious is going to be a household name before we know it. So, Precious, thank you so much for joining us, for sharing your energy and your time with Jeff and I and with the community. Please share the best way for our viewers to find you.
Yes. So again, I'm Precious L. Williams. I'm the killer pitch master. I am the proud founder and CEO of Perfect Pitches by Precious. You can go to my website, www.perfectpitchesbyprecious.com. You can check me out on LinkedIn. I am Precious L. Williams, killer pitch master. On Facebook, I'm at Perfect Pitch P. On Twitter, I'm at Perfect Pitch P. And on Instagram, I'm at Perfect Pitches. Pitches P. On YouTube, I have my own channel called Perfect Pitches by Precious. And on LinkedIn, every Sunday, I go live on my show called Keeping It Real with a Killer Pitch Master. If you're looking for one-on-one training, coaching, and consulting, you can go to my website, go to the Work With Me page. You see all of my services and products. If you would like to purchase my book, this is on the front page of my website. You can't even get past this on the first page. Profit, the Bad Bitches Playbook to Convert Conversations into Currency. This was reviewed by Forbes magazine. My billboard is in Times Square right now. And it's already selected for book, a finalist for Book of the Year, Business, Econ, and Sales. If you are interested in my merchandise line, you can find me on Shopify. It's Perfect Pitches by Precious. And also, I'm having a pitch event in September called Pitch Please.
Cool.
The Ultimate Women's Power Pitch Summit is a virtual event from September 27th to the 29th. We only go 3.5 hours each day for 3 days. On the third day, you may have a chance to pitch for $20,000 in investments or pitching to a corporation as a trainer or a teacher or the media. Big media. So if you would love to have that opportunity, you can go on I think it's called the Hopin site. But anyway, I'm sure I'll give Lori the link, but you need to be there because we got some big time people coming to see you. All right. Thanks.
Show them the pitch pillow in the back. Show them the pitch pillow.
Oh, you know what? Let me just do
y'all
this.
Y'all see the pitch pillow.
No, she doesn't need to show us the pitch pillow.
Pitch, please. Pitch game. That's my merch. Pitch game. And I have several. I have cups and mugs, Bad Bitches and Power Pitches. I have Unapologetically, Beautifully, Authentically Me. I have bags and everything. And so my merch line, you know we popping. And also, just to make things clear, you know, I'm working on a dual hosted talk show at a major cable network just contacted me about doing a docuseries. So if you don't believe in the power of pitching, it literally took me from poverty to New York City. It took me into the hallowed halls. They say we can't get in unless we know this person and that person. And I'm here to tell you, no matter what door shuts, you can look at it for a couple of days, but start looking at other doors that God opens. I promise you, you'll be surprised at what he's putting in front of you. And the people who dissed you and, you know, kind of blocked you, you'll thank them later because they made you hungry. And when you're hungry, that's when your magic comes to life. And I'm always at my best when my back is against the wall. And I think that's a way for a lot of people, but most people's backs haven't been as against the wall as they think it has. So I like to eat. So I'm going to eat what I kill. Thanks.
Oh, Precious, you are the best. Thank you for an exceptionally fun conversation today.